This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's a delight to have a longtime friend of mine, a man who's been my friend since 1968. I believe that should be about 50 years. So, you know, on this on BPN Radio, we have Dale Gentry and friends because I have a lot of friends. And Big John Hall is on with us today, my friend since 1968. And he is celebrating his 50th year of music ministry. And Big John is called Big John because he stands 6'4", is a bass baritone voice with unusual range and power. And the primary focus of Big John's music ministry is bringing a congregation to worship experience. And he has been seen many, many times and still on the Gaither Homecoming with Bill Gaither. Big John was named Male Vocalist of the Year 3 times. In Christian music, he's been inducted into the Texas Gospel Music Hall of Fame and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame with the Blackwood Brothers and Stamps Quartet. The Assemblies of God have inducted Big John into the Hall of Honor for musical performance. He has sung before some of the largest crowds on the planet, concerts, conventions, all sides of churches. Some call him a legend. Many call him a friend. I call him a friend. Big John, welcome to BPN Radio today.
Thank you, Dale Gentry. Good to be with you.
Well, I'm delighted. Go ahead.
50 years is a long time, and we were both pretty young starting out 50 years ago.
Yes, we were. You
stayed with the stuff.
we really have. I still have a picture. Gene and I still have a picture of you sitting and holding our daughter in our living room next door to the church, to the Assembly of God Church in Holiday, Texas, where you were singing at our church on that weekend. You were such a gospel music star. I never dreamed you would come to Holiday, that little church, that little town just outside of Wichita Falls, but you came. And of course, I had been listening to your music since I was a junior in high school, when our local radio station was playing you and the Inspirationals in a song called "It's Different Now" since Jesus Saved My Soul. And so I listened. I became a fan of yours way back when. Well, since I was a junior in high school. Anyhow, it's good to have you on today and celebrating your 50th year in music, and we've had a good journey together, a 50-year journey. It does sound quite amazing, but we have. And I know that you've had many, many honors over the past 50 years. You've got to meet so many, many people, sing before such great crowds and audiences. I know last night was a big night. Calvary Cathedral International honored you on your 50th anniversary. Tell us a little bit about what happened last night.
Well, Pastor Bob Nichols said, "John, this is your night. Just do whatever you want to do." And Tony Finley, our music man, opened with worship, and the choir did a song with one of the girls in our church who actually sings in the Daystar Singers, Sharon Tinsley.
Yeah.
Did Something Happens. When you say Jesus, something happens.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And then I sung with the choir and took it from there. And it was just a night of singing and sharing the good news. We had a great crowd, great spirit. And that place was just charged. It was it was wonderful. We had ministers from all over. I just talked to Pastor Jim Loper from Amarillo. He and Debbie, his wife, drove in from Amarillo.
Wow.
Service.
Mm-hmm.
They had church in Amarillo. Sunday morning hit the road and were with us in the service. We had people from Oklahoma who drove down, people from South Texas, just all over. Tyler, East Texas, and a lot of folks from the Metroplex. It was just a great night, great crowd, great spirit. And a little bit of reminiscing about the goodness of God. You know, in 50 years of ministry, you're going to see a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I have seen a lot of things. I have seen God do many, many great things.
Well,
and the power of God changes lives.
Yes.
And, you know, at the end, I asked Charlie Pryor, one of our pastors, to give a little testimony. And, you know, he was hooked on drugs and alcohol. His whole life was messed up. And he heard Brother Shambach on radio. And he was so touched, he pulled his car over to the side of the road, gave his heart to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
instantly set free
yeah.
from drugs and alcohol and all this garbage.
Mm-hmm.
God powerfully changed his life. And then I asked him if he would invite people to come to receive the Lord, and people were touched last night. You know, that's the bottom line of everything we do.
Yes, it is.
We sing, we preach, we pray, we praise, and it's all to bring people and God together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, I know last night the church honored you, and I'm so thankful that friends came out from every direction to honor you in your 50th year of music ministry. And that's why I wanted to have you on today on BPNradio.com. I wanted to honor you as my friend and for 50 years of ministry. And when I look back over my ministry, you know, the most wonderful thing in my life, with the exception of winning people to Jesus, has been the opportunity to develop relationships and have friendships like yourself, John Hall. And so we honor you today here on this 50th anniversary of your music ministry, which is not, it's been far more than singing. I know that you have brought many people to Christ. And let's go back, because I've got some songs I'm going to play of yours. And I know that you are a vital part of so many, many people's lives. And, of course, Bill Gaither, I know that you've been longtime friends with Bill Gaither. I saw Bill and his band singing at the Billy Graham funeral service on Friday. You've had the opportunity to minister to meet so many. But tell me how you got started, because everybody's always wanting to know, well, how did you get started? Because a lot of people, that they have a talent, a gift, an ability, but somehow people have a difficult time sometimes just getting started. So, John Hall, tell us how you got started.
Well, it is a result of being involved in a church. You know, everybody needs a church home. Everybody needs a pastor. And my father had a small church, and he retired from ministry and actually closed the church. And I went to Curtis Thompson's Church Faith Temple here in Fort Worth. And on a Sunday morning, three guys walked up on the platform and sung. That would be Dwight Thompson, the pastor's son, Jory Walden, and Dan Robinson. Man, they were terrific. It was just like what I had heard the night before at Will Rogers Auditorium with the Blackwood Brothers and the Stamps, a Statesman.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I was already high as a kite on what I'd heard the night before. And when they walked up there, I said, man, I can't believe right here in this church, these guys. And then somebody suggested they try me out on bass. And it was three of them and have a full quartet. And one of the guys said, well, come early tonight and we'll try a song, see what it sounds like. So I got there early, and Dan Robinson was there. The other two, Dwight and Jory, were in the pastor's parsonage across the street. That's where Dwight lived with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dan says, well, let's go to the pen. Let me see what your range is. See how high you are, how low you are. So he ran me up and down the scale. He said, oh, you can do this. He called across the street, hey, you guys get over here. We have a bass singer. So we ran over a couple of songs and did it that night. That night at Faith Temple, we sung as quartet.
Wow.
Jory singing tenor, Dwight lead, Dan baritone, myself. Faith Shen played the piano.
Wow.
Lynn Shen's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Joy Nichols, Pastor Bob's wife, played the organ. Bob Nichols was on the platform the first night I started singing.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'd sung in church, you know, obviously,
mm-hmm.
just with the congregation all my life.
How old were you at that time, John?
Sorry?
How old were you at that time?
I just turned 19.
Okay.
And that night, the first night we sung, evangelist Glenn Shin started a revival right there at Faith Temple.
Mm-hmm.
That revival went for 9 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And so our quartet sung intermittently, not every night, but intermittently through that nine-week period. That was the beginning. And isn't it interesting that Bob Nichols and Joy were in that service, Joy playing the organ, and Pastor Bob was Brother Thompson's associate there. We were last night, Pastor Bob Nichols.
Wow. That's
after all these years. Now, Dale, that was 60 years ago. I sung for 10 years with quartets before I went solo.
That's amazing. Well,
sung with, back to that first quartet. Then at the end of the school term, I was going to UTA here. Jory and Dan left town. I didn't know where they were or what they were doing. And I got a job at Texas Highway Department. I was painting guardrails along the highway, swinging a yo-yo, cutting weeds along the highway. And one day I was directing traffic while a grader was grading a road.
Mm-hmm.
It was a two-lane road, so one lane is closed for that grader, and you got to have one man on each end to tell the cars when they can use that one lane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out there. It's 103 degrees. I'm fair-skinned, so I look like a neon sign. I was sunburned, red as a beet. And this pickup drives up. And the guy said, John, you have a long-distance call. I thought, long-distance call? What are you talking about? I've never had a long-distance call in my life. Never had a reason to. he said, well, you need to get in the truck with me and go to a payphone and call operator 6 and give him this number. Yeah. So I did that, and Dan Robinson answered the phone, the one of the guys that I'd been singing with.
Mm-hmm.
He said, John, I'm in Houston. I'm down here singing in a quartet. Jory's here, Jory Walden. Roger McDuff is a tenor. And we're going to travel the rest of the summer, and our bass singer cannot go. Would you be interested in going, or could you go? Well, Dale, I've been praying. God, show me what to do with my life. And for crying out loud, you know, when you pray a prayer like that and God gives you an answer right in front of you,
mm-hmm.
it's time to jump on it.
Yeah.
So I joined them in a week and a half, and we traveled the rest of the summer. That summer changed my life. I saw how God could use our music to touch people.
Wow, it's amazing.
Young people responded. It was tremendous.
That was a great start, John. And to think about, as you name those names, to think about, you know, how those people have also been, most of those people have been a part of my life. Of course, Pastor Bob Nichols is my pastor also, and Joy Nichols, who played the organ for you, Pastor Bob's wife. And then, of course, Glenn Shin was my friend, who's gone to be with the Lord, and Faith Shin, and Roger McDuff was my friend. Roger was my friend. And then, of course, Jimmy Doan, who... that's the reason you came to Holiday.
That's
to
right.
See
Jimmy played piano.
He
for
played
us.
The piano, and he was in pastoring our first church. He was he led the youth music and played the piano for the church. We have a lot of mutual friends, and so you started singing with those guys. Was that the original Inspirationals or not?
That first group was called the Kingsmen.
Okay.
Then we reorganized in January with another man, Robert Goree, whose father, Clyde C. Goree, pastored in Texas City.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert joined us. So it was, at that time, was Roger McDuff, Jory Walden, Robert Goree, myself, Jack Bell played piano, and then Jimmy followed Jack Bell, Jimmy Doan. And
Jimmy Doan, of course, is a famous country singer Larry Gatlin's uncle, so you were
right.
You had some connection there with the Gatlin family.
Well, we sung in West Texas quite a bit, and we were in and out of the Gatlin's house, and I got a funny story on them. I sung with the Inspirationals for a couple of years. Then Jory took a position teaching music department at Southwestern Assemblies of God College in Waxahachie.
Mm-hmm.
When he went to teach, I felt led of the Lord to go back to school. So I left the quartet to go back to school. While I was there, Jimmy Doan was my roommate, so Jimmy and I and another friend of ours, LaVoy Dewey, traveled and sung for the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last summer we were together, Jerry Alcorn joined us,
mm-hmm.
Wichita Falls.
Yeah.
We had gone to school together at Waxahachie,
mm-hmm.
and Jerry had a fine voice.
Yeah.
And great spirit, anointing on his life.
Yeah.
He joined us, and we traveled that summer. And at the end of the summer, I got a call from J.D. Sumner of the Blackwood Brothers to see if I was interested in singing in the new Stamps Quartet. They bought Stamps Quartet Music Company and they were going to put a new group on the road to represent Stamps Music Company.
Mm-hmm.
So they hired Roger McDuff to be the MC, lead singer, Jerry Red, tenor, Terry Blackwood, myself, Smile and Joe Roper played piano. Well, Jerry Red left, Jim Hill joined us. Jim Hill is the man who wrote What a Day That Will Be.
Wow.
He wrote that during the Korean War in Korea when he learned that his mother had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Korea. He wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
And we, Terry Blackwood left the group to finish his music degree. He was only 19. I was older. I was 23.
Uh-huh.
And Terry left, went back to Memphis State University. And Mylon LeFevre joined us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sung with the Stamps until I asked J.D., you know, everybody knows J.D. Sumner, lowest bass singer,
yeah,
I guess, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an incredible voice, incredible sense of humor. He you know, the quartet convention was his idea. Buses was his idea. He wrote some great songs. He had some struggles along the way, but he was very creative. And anyway, I went to him and I asked him and said, J.D., am I good enough to do this? Or if you heard somebody else, would you hire them? And he said, John, you are the bass singer for the Stamps Quartet, and you will be until I retire or do something else, then you're the next bass for the Blackwoods after me. Well, 3 years later, we pulled into town from Stamps, drove into Memphis from Virginia, where we had sung the night before. And Jane Blackwood called me and he said, John, can you meet me and J.D. over at J.D.'s house? I said, sure. 5 minutes away, so I'm Buzz over there. And James said, we feel like it's time to make the change. This week, take your things off the Stamps bus and you'll go with us. J.D. will take his stuff off of our bus. He'll go with the Stamps. And we did that. I sung with the Blackwoods for the next 3 years. And then the Spirit of God was dealing with me.
I want to pause there, John, because there may be some people that are listening here on bpnradio.com today. They have no idea what you're talking about, who you sung with, but us that have been around a while know how incredible the Stamps Quartet were at that time, as well as the Blackwood Brothers. The Blackwood Brothers, I don't know if you ever sang with Elvis or not, but I know the Blackwood Brothers did. They backed Elvis Presley up. And they, of course,
Stamps did.
The Stamps Quartet did. Okay.
Stamps did after I left.
I stand corrected. But anyhow, the Blackwood Brothers, Stamps Quartet, they were at the top of the music industry. And, of course, you got to participate in those glory years with those groups. And so it was amazing, and we can still hear your voice on Stamps Quartet music, Blackwood Brothers music. We can still hear the bass voice of Big John Hall, and that's who we're honoring today here on BPN Radio on celebrating Big John Hall's 50th year of music ministry. And so you sang with, we're going to play some big John Hall songs, by the way. I have one lined up. I have one lined up with you and Bill Gaither. And I know that you have a history of Bill Gaither, but I want to play a song. I want you just to hang on and where you're at. I want to play a song by you and Bill Gaither. And this is at the Gaither gathering. And there is a lot of different singers that are singing this song with you. I'll play the song, then we'll hear more about Big John Hall, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Though men may strive to go beyond the reef of space, to crawl beyond the distant glimmering stars, this world's a room so small within my master's house, the open sky but a portion of his yard.
That's a great song. How big is God? And you and Bill Gaither and the gathering there, Bill Gaither playing the piano for you. So, well, you have a great story, John. I love to hear people's stories of what God has done in their lives. And after you left the Blackwood Brothers and the Stamps Quartet, then what happened next?
Well, we just stepped out on faith and... then I found out that there was a whole world out there that I didn't even know about. God just kind of opened the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I left, I was, you know, I didn't know what was on the other side. All I knew was the Holy Spirit had so arrested me, and He changed my desires, my appetite.
Mm-hmm.
Or my goals. And, you know, some people thought, you know, I was only 28 years old when I left Blackwoods, and we were number one in the whole gospel field.
Mm-hmm.
We sold more records than any Christian group on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We had a contract with RCA Victor, 3 releases a year, a new bus driver, TV program, everything that somebody in my position would want, we had. And there was no personnel problems, no conflicts in the group. In fact, Cecil, when I told him that I felt the Lord was moving me into a different kind of ministry. Cecil said, well, John, I don't know why God would take you away from us to sing. He said, God is blessing us and things are so good. I don't understand why. I just didn't understand why you would leave. And but when God moves you to another assignment, your heart moves, and you just have to follow your heart and follow God's leading.
Mm-hmm.
And God began to bless us, man. It was wonderful.
Let me just stop and say that, you know, there's a lot of people that don't understand about times and seasons. Ecclesiastes 3 talks about times and seasons, and so that means it also talks about transitions. And there's a lot of people that they feel somehow that they are supposed to only have one assignment in life. And, you know, that could be true for a very few people, but most of the time there is a season for everything, and then we need to make a transition. Of course, a lot of people have a very difficult time with transitions, making a transition into a new season. So what you're telling me is that, you know, you had job security, you had a lot of fulfillment, but you felt that it was another season coming where, you know, you were no longer to travel with the Blackwood brothers, but you were to go and minister by yourself, of course, with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But you were to go travel and minister by yourself, and I'm sure that took a major step of faith. And when you decided to do that, how did you make a successful transition?
You know, Dale, the Lord gave me three confirmations that's what he wanted. I had three invitations from places who knew I was with the Blackwood brothers, and why would they invite me individually to come and minister at three confirmations? And I knew that there was no changing back. Once I made that move, you can't come back a year later and say, "Hey guys, I just trying that out. I think I want to come back. Let's get back together." No, I knew that would never happen. I had to know.
Yeah.
You have to know that you know that you know.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to that point where I just could not do what I was doing, although it was good, it was blessed, but there was another season coming, and God will prepare your heart, and he will change your appetite, your interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
There will be a hunger.
Yeah.
To accomplish the next assignment. And that became so intense that it was hard for me to rest. And we just stepped out. You know, in the beginning, the offerings were pretty slim. And I was very concerned, you know, can we make it? And I did a Thursday night service in Fort Worth at Calvary Evangelistic Temple on Berry Street in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Nichols was the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
It was a small church then, small crowd,
and
small offering.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, they did the best they could, but it was a small... But you know what? God showed up. Man, the anointing was knee-deep in there. And at the end of the service, this pastor, Bob Nichols, he says, "John, I have a word from the Lord for you. I can say, thus saith the Lord, or I'll just tell you, God said he is going to take care of you." And do you know our finances turned around immediately?
Wow.
Yes, sir, immediately.
Wow.
So a word from the Lord, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a think it's encouraging.
One word from God could change your life forever. I believe that, John.
A rhema word can change your life forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, God began to open doors. Then, shortly after that, I'm singing General Counsel, Assemblies of God, District Council. I'm singing World Pentecostal Conference. And, you know, I've not been every place, but I've been to a number of countries, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, France, Spain, Germany, South Africa, Nigeria, Philippines, India, Hong Kong, Canada, from one end to the other.
Yeah, John, you've had an amazing journey, and but people can still see you today on the Bill Gaither specials. How did you get connected with Bill Gaither?
Back when I was with the Blackwood Brothers in the 60s, Bill was just breaking in as a songwriter. He was writing some great songs, but people didn't know him, I mean, like they do now. And he would come to hear us at Cadle Tabernacle.
Okay.
Tabernacle in Indianapolis, and he would hand out his sheet music. Well, Jim Hill, who I sung with in the Stamps, was one of the first to pick up his music, and then the Spear family began to pick up his music, and then along came the McDuff Brothers. And Bill came to their revival in Indianapolis and spent time with them, and they picked up a number of new songs by Bill Gaither. They sung at Quartet Convention. I'll never forget it. It was 1967, October of 1967. McDuff Brothers turned the place upside down. I mean, the crowd didn't want them to quit. And Roger goes back out. The crowd wanted to hear more, so they're doing an encore. Roger McDuff walks out there, and he said, "The songs you've heard today are new songs written by Bill Gaither on our new album." And then McDuff did an encore. Well, that was in an afternoon session. We were doing morning, afternoon, and night, Ellis Auditorium in Memphis. I'm telling you, after Roger said that Gaither music disappeared from everybody's racks.
Wow.
I mean, they sold out of Bill Gaither music that afternoon. And after McDuff blew that convention away, singing that Gaither stuff, that was a tremendous boost. And everybody started singing Gaither music. Then they came out with songs like Something About That Name, Because He Lives, King Is Coming. I remember when he wrote King Is Coming. He wrote it in 1970. I did a Christian radio rally in Cincinnati, and it was a banquet thing, and after dinner I did the singing music, and somebody said Gaithers were in town. So as soon as I packed up, I took off because I knew them, to go across town, hoping that I'd get there in time to hear them a little bit. Well, when I got there, they were packing up. Back then, the package was the Gaithers, Henry and Hazel Slaughter, and Doug Oldham. Well, Doug was still there. They were packing up and and Bill and Gloria and the Gaithers were there. And when I came in, I went up on stage. Bill was on the stage wrapping up everything. And I went over to say hello to him. And he said, John, you got to hear my new song. You got to hear it. And he called Doug. Doug, come over here. Big John's got to hear The King Is Coming. He had just written it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he played it. And Doug sung The King Is Coming. I had just finished recording an album. And I pulled a song off of that album and put The King Is Coming on there. Man, that was a great one.
Yeah.
So, you know, Bill Gaither has contributed so much to gospel music. There's no way even to measure. And those videos have taken the gospel and places we'll never go, Bill.
Yeah,
that's true. We'll never meet all those people.
That's true. And, of course, you're on many of the Bill Gaither specials, singing with so many well-known gospel artists. You've had an amazing journey, John. And just on a personal note, I'm very, very thankful for the many times that we have got to minister together. I know that many times in the revivals that I've led at Calvary Cathedral, where you would come on the platform just impromptu, and just at my invitation, and you would begin to sing, and the glory of God would come down. And I just want to thank you for being my friend. You've been a man of character. You've been a man of integrity. You have kept the faith. You've been on a wonderful journey, and that's why I wanted to honor you today. And you have made an impact on gospel music, and those that may be over 50 years of age, I'm sure would know about Big John Hall, and of course even the younger generation, because you're still singing, still making music. And I'm so very, very thankful for the major contribution, John, that you have made, and the friendship that we have been able to enjoy over the years. You know, we make memories. I can remember years ago, and you may not even remember this, but I can remember years ago that I was on Daystar Television, and you were scheduled to be on Daystar 30 minutes later. We were not on together, and Marcus Lamb was having me on, and I was sharing, and then you were going to come on 30 minutes later. Earlier, I had said, John, let's have lunch together, and you said, Dale, that would be great. So I got through, and I thought, no, I've got so much to do today that I can't afford to wait. So I just left word saying, tell Big John Hall that I have to go and I'll catch him later. I got down the road about 20 miles, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Dale, do you realize that relationships are all about time? You say you have a relationship with Big John Hall. Why are you doing this? I turned the car around, and I drove back to the studios there in Irving, Texas, the Daystar Television Studios, and you were just getting through and coming out the door, and there I was. I said, John, I came back. Let's go have lunch together. And the Holy Spirit really taught me a lesson that relationships and friendships are truly spelled T-I-M-E. And we must take time for each other. And I'm thankful over the years, Big John Hall, for the opportunity to have time, not only on the platform, but to have some personal time with you after services, having a meal, and sharing a friendship together. Thank you for being my friend. Before you go, I'm going to play some Big John Hall music here on bpnradio.com. But I want you to share maybe a memory or two concerning your past 50 years in music. Just share maybe a couple of couple of memories. My memory of you, Big John, was that day that I turned around and drove back to the Daystar Studios, and the Holy Spirit taught me a lesson about relationships. Anything you want to share before you go? And then, of course, I want you to pray for people that have this longing to do the will of God. They don't even know how they're going to get started. Maybe they're trying to make a transition. However the Holy Spirit leads you, then I will play some worship music, and then I will just pray. However the Holy Spirit leads you. You know, John, you have recorded many, many songs, but one of my favorite, and I don't know what year you recorded this, but I'm going to play it, not because it's your, it may be your favorite, but it's one of my favorite songs that Big John Hall ever sang, called "The Lighthouse." And I don't know what year you recorded "The Lighthouse." I don't know who wrote "The Lighthouse."
1972.
Wow, that's a long time ago. I don't know who wrote that song, but
One of the Hensons.
One of the Hensons. That. But it's still one of my. It was one of my favorites then. Still one of my favorites now. And I'm going to play it. Then I'll play some other Big John Hall music. Before you share maybe one of your greatest memories, because we have maybe three or four minutes here. And before you pray, tell the people how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your music, and tell them about your website.
BigJohnHall.com. Is that right, babe? Yeah, BigJohnHall.com. You can download on that website, BigJohnHall.com. The Lord has blessed us with so much. Just the bottom line of what I have tried to do through the years is to be the kind of singer, or sing in a manner somehow that will attract the presence of God, attract the anointing. The word says he inhabits the praise of his people.
Yeah.
And we cannot praise him too much. We don't have to worry about overdoing it. But something happens when we bless the Lord.
Yes.
And praise him.
Yes.
And I have been celebrating this 50th anniversary of our ministry, kind of reflecting on some of the highlights. Well, where do you start? The conferences I've done in the UK, conferences I've done in South Africa, the huge Holy Ghost Congress, Redeemed Christian Church of God, Lagos, Nigeria, 7 to 9 million people, they said.
Wow.
You couldn't see the end of the crowd. Calcutta, India, with Mark Buntain. World Pentecostal Conferences, General Councils, church dedications. And but what I love, the old gentry, is the anointing.
Yeah, I know.
That is what I love.
I know.
I have prayed, oh God, just let me be an instrument. Let me be somehow connect people with your presence. And that's what we've tried to do these years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're so thankful. Excuse me. I think I have over 5 million miles on airplanes, plus all the driving, buses, and all the rest, going all over the world. Well, I haven't been all over the world, but I've seen a lot of it.
Yeah.
And so thankful, Dale, for the privilege I have been privileged
yeah.
to sing the music of our King,
mm-hmm.
the Lord's music,
yeah.
the song of the Lord. It's a song of salvation. It's a song of healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song of the Holy Spirit. A song of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song of blessing. And I've been privileged to carry that song so many places, from one end of this country to the other.
Yeah.
I think every state.
Yeah.
My.
I know, John, Big John Hall, millions have listened to your music. And there's one thing about it. Your music will still be played long after you're gone. It will still be making an impact. People can watch your music on YouTube, Big John Hall. They can listen to your music. They can order your music from BigJohnHall.com. And I encourage everybody to do that. Before you go, I'm going to play some of your music. Before you go, would you just say a prayer, John, however the Holy Spirit leads you?
Lord, for those who are looking for the right way to go, the right way to use their life as an instrument of the Lord Jesus Christ, to touch people, to encourage people, to lead people to Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would use us all. Help us to tune our life to the pleasing of our God. Lord, we want you to be happy with us. We want to live in a manner that will bring glory and honor to your name. David said the Lord gave him a new song, a song of praise. It will cause men to see, to fear, and trust in the Lord. Lord, thank you for the song of the Lord. For those seeking their assignment, their God-given assignment, Lord, make it clear. Lead and direct people. And for those who never receive the peace of God, Lord, we just pray for them today that they would repent and just start from where they are now at this moment to live a life pleasing to you. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for peace. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray your blessing, your protection, your provision, and your favor over these dear friends in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Big John Hall. God bless you. And it's been great to have you today. Okay, here's Big John Hall, one of my favorite songs called The Lighthouse. And it's good to have you listening here on bpnradio.com. Big John Hall.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside, reaching out across the sea. When I'm tossed about, it sends out a light so that I can clearly see. And the light that shines in the darkness now will say, it wasn't for that lighthouse, my ship would be no more. Everybody that lives around us, they say tear that old lighthouse down. big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. And there's no use of it standing round. But my mind goes back to that stormy night. And just in time, I saw that light that was shining from that lighthouse there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him.
Is bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.